大家好 ，Welcome back to the show， 我是 Jenny。
Hey guys， I'm Adam。
那啊，我好喜欢我们前面放的这首歌、，Isn't she lovely？
哦，
对，因为我们今天要说说一些很可爱的、很性感的女生和男生。
Okay， because we just had the Victoria's Secret
fashion show,
the annual fashion show。
那其实呢，我们去年维密秀的时候也做过节目，所以今天我们就不 focus 在说这个了。But we'll put the link to last year's show， 在我们今天的微信推送。所以大家对于一些相关的说到内衣啊什么英语有兴趣的话，可以去看一下啊。请到开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言，搜索维密或者。性感或者内衣都可以找到今天的这期节目。Well, one of the reasons I don't want to, you know, rehash the same old stuff again is because it's basically the same thing every year.
It sure is, yeah.
诶，英语有没有审美疲劳这个说法？
Day in, day out, it's the same thing.
Same old. 所以我和 Adam 呢，今天 instead, we want to be talking about 就是中国、美国对性感的定义这种看法。
Okay, I'm a little bashful, so I'm going to do my best.
你说你有一点 bashful, 就是你有一点不好意思是吧、说这个话题。
Right, so we're going to be talking about the definition of sexiness.
对对对。
In different cultures, right? America, China.
但是既然维密刚结束嘛，还是要问一下 Adam, 这个内衣英文怎么说？
Underwear is probably the best way.
Underwear is the most general.
Yeah.
所以男生女生的内衣都可以叫
underwear. Right.
但是女生的内衣有一个法语的词在英语里面现在也一直用，对吧
？Lingerie.
对，这个就只能用在形容女生的内衣上面。
Yeah, guys don't wear. Well, I guess some guys do, but generally, guys don't wear lingerie.
好的，那我们今天推送里面也会放一些图，图，然后旁边配字啊。如果你对就是常用内衣有兴趣，可以去学习。那首先 ，when it comes to sexiness,
okay,
前面说 sexiness, so sexy 就是很性感，对吧、？Sexiness 就是名词
，right。
英文好像也是 if someone has sex appeal.
They're really sexy.
对，就是 sex appeal 就是就让你感觉有一种很性感的这种感觉。像最以前 Marilyn Monroe 这种，她就是美国文化里面好像最 classic 最经典的一个 sex symbol.
Sure, the blonde bombshell.
啊，对，你说的是那种金发尤物 blonde bombshell.
Blonde bombshell, yeah.
Bombshell 就是形容那种就是玛丽莲梦露这种 type 的女生是吧
I think now in this day and age, it pretty much means anybody who's just really sexy.
但是这也涉及到我们今天说的 there are different types of sexiness.就比如 if we look at celebrities, 看明星的话、像 Beyonce, 很就是她也很 sexy,、
right.
但她的型和比如我们说、Scarlett Johansson,、斯嘉丽约翰森或者、什么 Megan Fox, Jessica Alba 就很不一样。
Very true. Guess the thing that comes to my mind, because Marilyn Monroe was very curvy.
啊、曲线优美的曲线比较丰满是吧、所以 bombshell 通常就是说这种比较丰满的啊，所以英文里面呢，这个curvy curve 就是线条。If you say a woman is curvy, 就是说她的曲线是很优美的，
right.
对吧？好，So Adam 讲到这个性感，我觉得在美国北美的文化里面，both men and women 好像除了身材、besides you know。
Their figure,
身材，还有那个态度也很重要。
Yeah, it's very true. You've got to have a sexy attitude.
而且这个 sexy attitude, 我有时候也觉得不全是那种，就是你就多说那种性感的态度，而是一种很 confident, 很自信的态度。
Right, exactly.
So, you know, when you ask Americans, 他们觉得什么女生很性感, they'll probably give you answers like, 前面说 Beyonce, or Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah, she's the most confident.
好像中国人的审美看 Michelle Obama, 会觉得她也很高,然后她也其实挺 strong, well-built, 就是很 fit.
Right.
就比较壮嘛,但是美国反而她就觉得这种是, you know, it's very sexy.
Right.
Well, what about 像 Kim Kardashian, 卡戴珊这样的 celebrity?
I guess she is considered very sexy. I consider her very photoshopped.
你说还是很多人觉得她很性感，但你觉得她就看起来是被 P 图修图的。
And makeup, right? She's very, very good at makeup.
Makeup 就是化妆、
Right, so she wears a lot of, I mean, she's very good at it. And she's very, very good at that. And she's very good at the pictures that she posts to Instagram.
对对
They're all very carefully, you know, taken.
就角度都拍得很巧妙。然后你前面说 it's very photoshopped. 就是中文我们会说英语的缩写说一个 PS 很严重、P 图很严重 But in English you say
Photoshopped、
You can't say PS star 被 P 了 No one would understand you、
right.
But you can say someone's airbrushed
Airbrushed, yeah, that's a much older、phrase、
Before Photoshop
Before Photoshop
对对对
But if you use Photoshop The name of the tool or the function is called airbrush
Airbrush, 对还是一把小刷子啊、well, 我们今天准备这期节目的时候呢我和 Adam就到 Google, so we did our Googling.、谷歌上面我们搜了一下就是 sexy female celebrities、
okay.
and sexy male celebrities.、女的男的我们都搜因为我们就想看看美国人就、what does it tell us, right? About their aesthetics,、
sure.
美国人的审美美国人对于、性感的这种定义啊。So the female, really there's no surprise, I think,
、yeah.
for those lists.女生比如有一些
Well, usually the top of the list and certainly、the top of our search was, you know, ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson.
她有一个小名叫 ScarJo.
ScarJo,、yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, yeah.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, she's always up there. She's been up there for a long time, actually.
对然后 Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
就是以前绯闻女孩。
Okay.、
然后还有Kate Upton, 凯特 Upton,、对吧？所以我觉得就是你看美国人说这些性感 ,everyone we talked about just now, 就是 they have a killer body. 英文你说一个人的身材特别好、
yeah.
其实可以说 they've got a killer body.
Yeah, or you can even say killer bod.
Killer bod.
Yeah, I don't need to say the E.
对对对、killer 是杀手的意思 ,but 如果你说一个人的身材就是不一定只是 you know, very busty 不一定只是胸大就是说他要有点曲线然后又很 fit、很健康对吧、
sure.
就可以说、oh, they've got a killer body、
right.
就是还是外在这个身材是很重要的 but I think you know all of them just have a most of them have a very confident or 就比较真实、authentic 的一个 attitude
right exactly、I mean look at Taylor SwiftFor example, right now she is really not very popular because people don't think she's so authentic.
你说就是、Taylor Swift,、现在在美国很多人就觉得她不是特别真，对吧
？Right.
Authentic.
So I mean, even though I think she's quite good looking, obviously,、no one really says she's sexy.
哎，这倒是啊，因为好像 Taylor Swift 她比较 like the girl next door,
right?
又比较邻家女孩，她本身好像也不是走那种特别 sexy 的路线、
right.
是吧？而且还有你说可能 attitude， 很多人就觉得，就我觉得现在美国人会觉得性感的那种女生就是像 Scarlett Johansson 或者像 Jennifer Lawrence,、everyone thinks she's very real.
Yes, exactly.
对吧
But you know, Jenny, we've really only been talking about, you know, like the white girls.
白人女性
There's a lot of other, you know, really sexy, I guess we talked about、Michelle Obama,、but we haven't talked about the Latinas.
哎，对，我觉得这个是在北美大家都觉得那种 Hispanics、
yes.
就是拉丁裔的女生、Latinas very hot
yeah,
very sexy 就是他们就是那种与生俱来的 it's in their blood
it's in their blood yeah in their soul
对对对就是那种、from head to toe from
yeah
inside and out 就是
sure、
这样的一种性感的态度啊
sure
比如像 J-Lo
J-Lo, yeah
然后 Eva Mendes
Sure
Sofia Vergara
Right I still think about Shakira I know
Oh, Shakira, yeah Shakira, definitely Well, I think these are Latina celebrities we mentioned just now 在中国人的 In our definition of beauty、审美观在我们的 aesthetics 里面、
right.
看他们会觉得就是是很 wild 很狂野、
Okay
你看他们会有这种
we get that impression a little bit too.
是、 反而我觉得在美国如果一个女生太瘦的话、If a woman is very skinny,
right,
没有人会觉得那是漂亮或者什么性感
Right,、
就是、
very true.
是吧、What if a girl is very skinny, 但是她可能就是、胸部或者臀部 比较丰满
Well, then that's just lucky, isn't it? I mean, that's Victoria's Secret right there. That's what that is.
But I think in general, just you guys prefer overall just more、curvy and fit and healthy, 那种健康的
Definitely more than China, definitely.
对吧肯定比中国的、就像你说的程度要多一点、
right.
啊。好那我们讲完了女生啊。Before we go talk about guys, I do want to talk about 就是我们前面讲的女生可能都总体都比较年轻、But、when we talk about more mature women,、
okay.
其实在美国很多人还是会觉得像 Jennifer Aniston
Yeah, I didn't know she was 47 I read that yesterday
或者 Julian Moore
Julian Moore, yeah、exactly.
对就是是觉得他们 very sexy、Because they're just very confident
Yes, exactly
So I think there's a strong association between confidence、And sexiness
Sure When I think about Julianne Moore, I also think about one actress who's even older,、Meryl Streep.
Ah, 对
is just a fantastic actress.、everybody likes her. And she's also still sexy.
对
Even though she's 60 years old. Or...
而且我觉得在美国就像你说的 Meryl Streep, 梅丽尔·斯特里普 people would still talk about her as being sexy.
Sure.
因为她60岁、可是我觉得在我们东方的文化里面可能一个女的六十岁人家就不会说她性感因为我们会觉得那样有点不尊重。
Okay.
But I think in North America, it's a compliment.
Sure, of course.
是一种称赞。
Yes. I mean, in any case, we could make this list go on and on and on. But all of our examples are all going to say the same thing. It's that, you know, these women are sexy for us, not just because of their body,、but because of their attitude and because ofConfidence, yeah.
好那女生说完了以后呢我们再说说。
Well, finally, we can get to the guys.
Man, 美国有一本八卦杂志就是 People's Magazine.、
People Magazine.
People Magazine. 它每年都会有什么 Sexiest、Man Alive and、Sexiest Woman Alive.、每一年我觉得它榜上特别是那个男明星肯定都是 big muscles.
Sure, yeah.
You guys call them like very hunky?
Hunks, yeah.
Yeah, hunk. So a hunk is someone who...
Is hunky? it just has a lot of muscle.
对就是肯定不是那种特别瘦的、没有肌肉的。
Right, exactly. So, I could not be a hunk in a million years. even if I was just pure muscle right now,、I still wouldn't be a hunk. I'm too small.
因为你很瘦、对就是比较瘦小。我觉得在亚洲的文化里面你说一个比如很多男明星 especially、the younger ones.
Right.
年轻的时候他很帅 They don't necessarily have to be very muscular.
No, they look like girls. They look like little girls.
哎，你不要这样。你说就现在很小鲜肉的那。
Every time I turn on the TV for, you know, KFC or something.
哦，鹿晗啊。
All of them. They all look like girls.
就不一样的 style,、完全不一样。If a man is in his 20s and beyond,、you look at celebrities across the board,、每个人好像都要就是练得比较壮一点。
Right.
那我们今天推送里面就是我和 Adam 把我们在 Google, what Google tells us, sexy,male celebrities, 好像有几十个人的照片啊我们都汇总一下放了一下里面有什么 Channing Tatum,、
Brad Pitt,、
Brad Pitt,
he's always there on the sexiest man alive lists.
还有两个加拿大人两个
Ryan. Oh, the Ryans, yeah.
I love them both.
Ryan Reynolds and Ryan
Gosling,
right, yeah. In Canada, people always ask, you know, what is the Canada, you know, like, Tuchan?
And I always say,
we just have, you know, famous guys named Ryan.
接着说到 in pairs, 一对的 Aussie brothers.
Oh, the Aussie brothers.、Helmsworth.
对、
right?
Chris and Liam Helmsworth.
Liam, okay. I probably could have guessed one of them.
你看反正就这些都是给人感觉 well-built.
Yeah, well-built, sure.、But I mean, these guys have to exercise
so much.
Exactly.、
Arm muscles 需要、big seps, right? 你们可以说 big biceps.
Biceps. Triceps are behind. Oh, we need Spencer here for this.、
Yeah.
He would be good at this.
So Spencer 这样的型 he's a hunk, right? He's quite hunky.
I'm not going to say that about him.
对，问男人比较怪。然后还有那种叫什么 six pack 六块腹肌、yeah. 对吧、或者女生通常会说 abs like killer、
yeah.
abs、right. 腹肌很好。好，那我们今天讲了一些美国人的心里面觉得什么样的是sexy、sexiness， 你觉得什么样的人啊，什么样的外形和最主要的个性态度让你觉得是非常性感非常 sexy 的，大家可以到我们今天推送的留言来告诉我们。那最后我想问一下 Adam， 中国的比如女明星、你觉得最性感的最漂亮的是谁？
Maybe this will show my age, but Lucy Liu, does she count?
刘玉玲也是大家都真的觉得她很性感，但她是美籍华人，就是你知道中国本土的，比如范冰冰。
Just Photoshop.
What about? 我觉得每个外国人都会觉得这个人很性感的，巩俐。
No feelings there. Sorry. Maybe you guys can send me some pictures. Actually, don't send me any pictures.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后呢 ，we look forward to seeing your comments. 好，那还要跟大家预告一下，我们下周精彩的开源会员课程有 our Zodiac series.
Oh, right, yeah.Sagittarius.
射手座、这个系列 it's great because you learn so many useful ways to describe personalities.
Sure.
对特点然后还有 our very popular song series is back. 这一次的歌我觉得也特别棒因为是一个很好的圣诞预热。
Okay, so Michael Bublé is back with the Christmas song. Yeah, that's right.
Code December Night, 对然后还有很重要的我们希望你今年年底都能拿到 end of year bonus.
Oh yeah, good luck guys.
所以我们办公室系列有然后还有吃火锅啊各种各样只要你是开源会员的话呢这些新课你下一周都能够学到如果你还不是会员的话可以到我们公众号去先试用然后升级学习一年只要629元 OK, we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys